Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Robert Bell. 2B3D Incorporated was founded in 2020 by investor and philanthropist Robert Bell as an all-in-one gaming studio, non-fungible token mint, auction house, and storage system. Bell's mission was to push the bounds of virtual, augmented, and mixed reality technologies as a way to help military veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Bell's mission to bring peace and healing to veterans is fueled by play-to-earn games, utility NFTs, and exclusive in-game cryptocurrency within a wider decentralized metaverse. Bell is also the founder of Bell Medical Solutions, a leading medical systems integration firm working to create greater synergy between the legal and healthcare industries. Well, good afternoon, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Ryan, thanks for having me. Love the show. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And thanks for being a guest and joining me this afternoon to talk a little bit about you, your company, and where everything's going. So, Robert, we're going to jump right into the questions here. I want to talk to you about your career a little bit in technology, sales. You're an entrepreneur and now the president of 2B3D. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Sure. Secret to career growth. Early on, I started, going to some Tony Robbins seminars and caught onto the acronym CANI, constant never ending improvement. And that stuck with me. I'm always looking for something we can improve, something we can make better, something disruptive. Just my goal is to continuously improve. Inspiration, really my family and this team. I've got my son who's an avid surfer like I was, so I get to watch him grow and surf in competitions and do well. My daughter through high school, college, and now in her career. Very inspiring to watch that. But the 2B3D team, as far as today, would be extremely inspiring to me. We have such an awesome, talented crew from like Emmy award-winning producers, award-winning authors. Our development team is completely on fire. And anyways, this team is really inspiring.
That's awesome. And you have so many things to be so grateful for that truly inspire you. As you said, your son, your daughter, and the great people you work with. And again, at the end of the day, I think the true reward is seeing others be successful or being happy. And that's the way we see it around people. So thank you. And so just jumping in here to question two around your technology, Robert. How is your technology bringing healing to people and veterans with that mental health and PTSD issues?
Okay. Well, really before the tech, right? There's three groups that we've befriended. And that's Forge Forward, which is a nonprofit, Vulcan's Edge, which is a leading medical group that's been working for years on PTSD treatments. Getting them all together and along with ourselves, what they've been doing, they've already have proven success, but they're actually doing a clinical trial coming up in the next few weeks here where they're going to take five patients. And they have I can't give up too much information on them. There's some proprietary stuff, but basically proven methods that are actually going to hopefully, they have already, but with this clinical trial will revolutionize symptom reducing techniques for PTSD. And what we're going to do is we're going to take those tests, those markers, and we're going to gamify it. So our goal is to take these really expensive tests and very few locations to get the treatment, turn it into a video game and preload it into, $300 headsets and get them around the world. Along with this gamification, we're building out like VR hospitals, therapy rooms. So the main mission here was, I don't know if you know this or not, but roughly over 30,000 veterans have committed suicide since 9/11. And so we really want to see that number continuously drop, over the coming years. So we're trying to get the help out as fast as we can. I had an aha moment. We were on a Zoom meeting about a year and a half ago. And there was a number 22 pushups a day for veterans that had killed themselves, roughly 22 a day is what the number was. I've since heard that it's a lot larger than that. But when I started doing the math, I was sitting there, we're on the Zoom, we're all talking, and I'm 22 times 10 is 220 times 30 is this times 12. I mean, the numbers just astonishing at how many of these veterans that are testing positive for PTSD or probably had it. And we're looking at ending that or at least helping.
I love that story. And Robert, I appreciate it. I think what you're doing is amazing work. You're actually, this is not just a business or a hobby for you. This is a problem you're trying to solve. And I can't tell you how much I am grateful I served as a combat veteran in the Marine Corps as well. And I have a lot of friends that, would be more than grateful to engage in something like that. So thank you very, very much.
Robert, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your support and what you're doing. So Robert, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies, right? We talked about the VR a little bit, but is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
A little bit. I mean, pretty much the space that we're in is extremely fast paced, right? So everything we're building, this is a huge project. We're working on, the veteran side. We're working on, in the beginning, you start hearing about CryptoPunks and Bored Apes and how expensive these things are. And really the only way to show them is by showing somebody your cell phone or bring them over to your computer and showing it to them. So I really wanted to bring those into a real life setting. And, I like to use the word wallpaper. We're already building these veteran hospitals. So when we change the wallpaper in that room, it's now can be an art gallery. You can invite your friends over, for whatever it is if you're in Africa and you want your sister to come over and visit you and check out your NFTs, she can come over. We can do auction houses there. So everything we built, like if you do go to the website at 2b3d.com, you'll see a pyramid. It starts with 2B3D, the main company, and then So Many Gods is the game lore that goes along with it. And then there's a bunch of little boxes at the bottom. Each of those boxes are really independent businesses that are all centered. The synergy goes through the whole pyramid. So when we're building a veterans hospital, we're also using the same exact thing to build the room for the metaverse in our space station. We're building, it's the auction house, can be the the arcade launch pad, play to earn station. I mean, all of it's being built together, and we're building our own VR system from scratch. So, it has to be HIPAA compliant for the medical stuff. And so right now we're doing an NFT launch in the next coming up weeks. What's cool about that is then unique. It's going to have a lot of utilities. It's going to have an early medal badge of honor, for our group, but we're doing something unique in that it's going to have a token value. So our 2B3D token will be launching as well, but the NFT will have a value. So instead of being an NFT that possibly go to zero, it will always have a floor price of that amount of token. And so we're doing that to raise money to help build the game and build community. So a little bit about what we're doing right now. There's a lot of stuff that I probably shouldn't be saying, so I'll just keep it at that, because we're going to be releasing stuff over the next 3 weeks. It'll be exciting.
That's awesome. Appreciate the share on that. This platform, we recently actually had it out on the blockchain last year, but now we're doing an official launch here in a few weeks. So we have some exciting things to share with you. So that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Robert, last question here. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or entrepreneurship?
Sure. First and foremost, I would say submerge. Submerge yourself in the sector that you want to be in. Books, videos, courses, but more than that, communities. Here's an example. I recently, we're in the NFT space now. So we wanted our team to submerge ourselves into NFTs. So roughly a year ago, year and a half ago, we just started really diving into building a kind of our own manual of how to successfully launch an NFT project. And so I entered a project called Meta Billionaire NFT. It was an entrepreneurial project. Sorry, hard word to say. Fell in love with it. And the community is, like-minded business people. And, became well in that. And we since have entered a contest. They invest in projects that are holders. And we're currently round one. We're in a good lead on that. So submerge yourself, read. I mean, the community to me is the key. Get to know the community, especially in this particular space. I mean, everything is evolving so fast. If you're not keeping up with what's going on, one of the things we want to do is write a book about NFTs. I went to Amazon, I Googled it, and there was nothing. 3 weeks later, 3 books. I'm like, oh, wow, that was fast. Bought one. One of them was literally just like a report. It was like, if you don't know anything about NFTs, well, neither did I until 4 hours ago. I started doing research. And I mean, I actually paid for this on Amazon. Now, if you go to Amazon and type in NFT books, there's like hundreds of them. So it's stay ahead of the curve, stay with the environment and grow with it.
Learning is key. They say that the day you stop learning is the day you die. So that is so important. And I appreciate the share on that. That's helpful. And your unique perspective on that will definitely provide insights for our large global audience. And Robert, just last thing here, I really appreciate having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Well, I look forward to being back on. Thank you very much. Once again, thanks you for your service and thank you for your time. I appreciate it. This was great.
Bye for now.